About 100 people gathered on Sand Beach across from the island that gets its name from its strawberry-like shape. It's the site of an important battle between the Ojibwe and the Sioux peoples. Lac des Flambeaux chairman Tom Mawson says it's also spiritually important.
You know, it's an island that has some very religious significance. And it's been, I guess, in the arms of the Ojibwe people here in West Waganin for hundreds of years until it was, you know, taken under some type of, I guess, under false pretenses by non-Indian people.
The island ended up in non-tribal hands in 1910, but when the landowners made plans to build on the island, it prompted outcry from tribal members who felt the island should remain undeveloped. Greg Johnson of the tribe's Culture and Language Department is one of those involved since the early 90s.
The Strawberry Island is Ode Minis, is the island itself. Ode Min is a strawberry. Ode means heart. Min is a berry, so that's how it's broken down. There were stories about this place long ago, and we all grew up with those stories of how the island came to be and the historical part it plays in our lineage. So I thought maybe that's something worth preserving.
After years of negotiations with the tribe unable to afford the asking price, the parties finally came to an agreement. In December, Lac des Flambeaux bought Strawberry Island for $250,000. Melinda Young, Tribal Historic Preservation Officer, says it's more than just a land acquisition.
Just for the fact that it's back, it belongs to us again. I mean, that to me is the ultimate. I can't think of another space aside from where we have, you know, our ancestors resting. I can't think of another space that is more important to my community. To me, I think this is our heart.
Tribal member Georgian Brown grew up on Flambeau Lake across from the island. She says as a kid, it was hard to understand how someone could own such an important place, and she's happy the tribe has control of it once again.
So every morning I get up, I look out the window and I see the island. So it's really special now that it's back in the hands of the tribe. To me, it feels like, you know, we're all together again.
State Senator Bob Jauch attended the celebration, as did representatives from the Bad River and Sakagan Chippewa bands. For WXPR News, I'm Natalie Jablonski.